So Reverend Jesse Jackson bringing up some issues there. And indeed, these incidents like Ferguson inside larger conversations about race relations in the United States. There has been polls since the shooting incident in August, and they show the black and white Americans see the whole saga very, very differently. I got to speak to Robert Jones. He's the CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute, which is an organization which focuses on religions, values, and indeed public life.
The U.S. has a documented problem here. The New York Times today, for example, cites a fairly grim report by ProPublica that shows that young black males in recent years are at far greater risk. In fact, they're 21 times greater, more likely to be even killed by police than young white men. So this disparity is something real and on the ground, and it's something familiar to black Americans, but in fact is largely invisible to white Americans.
Why is that? Because we've seen a number of these incidents over, particularly controversially, perhaps over the last 15 years, if that's fair?
I think that's fair. The U.S. has certainly made some progress in race relations, over the last 50 years. Most overtly discriminatory laws have been overturned. It's no longer socially acceptable to be just overtly prejudiced. But as I recently wrote in The Atlantic, Americans' core social networks, that is, those close friends that people have to consult about important matters, remain highly segregated. To just make this concrete, the core social networks of white Americans today remain a remarkable 91% white, and three-quarters of white Americans have entirely white social networks. This is also just reinforced by largely de facto segregated neighborhoods and other social institutions that people participate in. And the result of this, I think, is just not enough interaction between white and non-white Americans for these connections to be in these conversations to happen.
But is it about race or economics?
Race and class are so intertwined in the U.S. context that it's really nearly impossible to pull these things apart. And the racial history of the country is such that it's certainly all tied up with race.
Do you think that Ferguson will be in any way a turning point?
The most important thing is naming this problem, out from being an under-the-radar problem to something that is able to be talked about in public is an important first step.
I lived in the States for a number of years and during a number of controversial shootings, and I feel those conversations have taken place, but I don't think it has moved on that much. I'm sure you've seen, as I have, both in the article, social media, that the arguments seem even ever more entrenched. When they look at the incident of Ferguson, for example, there is two completely different narratives that is being expressed.
That's right. And I don't want to be too optimistic here. I think the other thing that we see in the American context is that our two-party political system has been polarizing, and it's been polarizing not just along ideological lines, but it's been polarizing along racial lines. And I think the real key is, whether it will be like cross-partisan, cross-ideological, cross-class conversations.